Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply make it stick. Make it stick. Think of all the things that we do to make things stick. Now, I mean physical things. Obviously, we have duct tape, invisible tape. Carpenters use caulk. Contractors use cement. Everyone is intrigued by the importance of making something stick. And it's not just the carpenters. Obviously, there are screws to make things stick. There are nails and thumbtacks and magnets that make things stick. Everything is geared toward making something stick. And that's not a bad thing. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, that business is the same concept. It's important for us not just to acquire a customer, but to make that customer into a loyal customer, a repeat and referral client. It's not just important to build a team. It's also important to make that person remain on the team, to retain them, as it were. So even in business, it's very important for us to be able to make it stick. Those who are able to make it stick are the ones who are going to excel and advance in all areas of business and enjoy the life they've dreamed. How is this accomplished? Consider the GLUE acronym. Yes, my friend, G-L-U-E is the four-step process for ensuring you can make it stick. That G reminds us of the importance of generosity. Yes, my friends, it's the generous person keeps quite a few friends and maintains relationships. The generous companies are the ones that people frequent. Think about it. Tom Shoes has a business model that every time you buy a pair of their shoes, they donate a pair to someone less fortunate. And we're all familiar with the nonprofit organizations, the United Way and Red Cross, and even supermarkets with rewards points. They're giving something back to their loyal clients. Politicians make promises to give the world to all those who vote for him or her, and we must adopt a pattern of generosity in order to maintain strong, solid teams and loyal client bases. Well, how do you become a better giver? First, it's simply thinking about the needs of others. There are many local supermarkets who will give their loyal customers rewards points that can be redeemed at gas stations. Now, supermarkets typically don't sell gasoline. However, they recognize that their customers not only need food and items from their store, they're going to need fuel for their vehicles. So as a result, they're thinking about what they might need. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, put your mind on those who are on your team. Put your thought processes on them soon, and you'll discover that you'll find ways that you want to be a giver. And I mean giving more than just time and more than just an opportunity. No, I mean actually placing something tangible in their hands. Some of the best organizations offer bonuses and incentives for those who excel in advance, and it is a model that is proven to make it stick. That's one of the ways you have GLUE. The L in our GLUE acronym reminds us of the importance of leadership. Yes, my friends, there's not a way to make it stick quite like leadership. What is it? It's making sound, wise decisions. It's taking charge. It's holding people accountable. Remember, people love the person who brings out the best in them, and leaders do that better than most. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it's the reason why, one of the many reasons why on Sunday morning, churches are packed all over the country, because people expect the pastor to hold them accountable to a standard, to bring out the best in them. By the same token, my friends, if you are a leader of your team, a leader of your organization, if you're the owner of your company, it's important to bring out the best in those around you. How? First, we begin with ourselves. We have to become the great example. By becoming an example, then we position ourselves to make sure that we can give others a great pattern to follow. Yes, my friends, leadership is necessary, and that U in our GLUE acronym reminds us of the importance of uniqueness. Yes, my friends, I said uniqueness. Do you sell something no one else sells? Do you offer something no one else offers? Do you do something no one else does? If you do, you have GLUE. Yes, my friends, that's one of the many benefits of finding out what the new unique attributes of your company are, simply because it allows you to differentiate yourself. You don't go to Burger King because it reminds you of Wendy's, and you don't go to Wendy's because it reminds you of McDonald's. On the contrary, my friends, we go to places because they are unique. And when we identify those unique attributes that make us special, that make our businesses special, that make our products and services special, then we know that we've got GLUE. People enjoy listening to the Success Training Institute podcasts and taking the classes. Why? Because they're original in nature. You're not going to find this content anywhere else. By the same token, my friends, when you identify your uniqueness, then you have people who rally around you and they remain. You know, when people come to your hometown to visit, you don't take them to a chain restaurant to eat. No, you take them to a restaurant that's unique to your hometown that they won't be able to find when they go back to their hometown. Yes, my friends, it's the essence of what makes things stick. And last but not least, that E in our GLUE acronym reminds us that we must remain evergreen. Yes, my friends, evergreen. Now, you probably hear that term most often used as it pertains to plants. And it's correct. It's simply a plant or a shrub that continues to produce foliage all throughout the year. That means that when other trees are losing their leaves and when other plants are fading away, this plant is still as strong, as vibrant, and as green as it's ever been before. That's the same thing we have to operate and embrace in business, simply because to maintain this evergreen status, there are three things that are required. One, it requires evolution. We must be willing to change with the times. Many of you may be able to remember when McDonald's only sold hamburgers. That's all you could buy. In the days before they had the Happy Meal, the chicken nuggets, and all those other things, the mac rib sandwiches, they only sold burgers. Well, as time changed, they did too. They began to evolve. They began to have lattes like Starbucks, and they sold grilled chicken sandwiches like Chick-fil-A. They began to do things that kept them up with the times. Yes, my friends, evergreen requires evolution. It also requires elimination. Elimination is simply the process of removing unhealthy people, places, and practices from your life. It's taking away those things that are not as important, that distract you from your vision, and embracing the things that accentuate. And then that final component of how to stay evergreen is examination. It's looking within and constantly fixing the things that are not right and accentuating those that are. My friends and neighbors, I'll ask you a question. Do you have GLUE? Well, if you do, I'm glad. If you don't, hopefully this lesson will help. I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and I encourage you to explore Success Training Institute. Simply visit simplysuccess.com to find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.